Hey guys, so welcome to tonight's team call. You might have noticed I've loaded this audio up a little bit earlier this week to account for some travel and stuff on Tuesday tomorrow so that you guys have it for sure and you don't have to wait, and also that you can end the month strong. I realize that tomorrow's the last day of the month, so I'd rather you have this sooner than later as a little bit of an extra push and motivation and to really end the cup month strong. Like, this month has been insane. There are over 70 coaches on Team Uproar with Success Club points. That is by far a record. I'm so excited for you guys, and I want to share with you guys today just some tips on the stuff that I wish that I would have known when I first started that I now know. And it's things about standards and like what we hold ourselves to and how to hit Success Club every month, and not to just look at the people that are hitting it and wonder like, man, what are they doing and what did they do so right? And listening to people, like this morning, Lindsay Matway was on the wake up call and she talked a lot about seeing somebody with so many accolades like her that's been a coach for I think 5 years now, and she was top coach last year and a gazillion months in Success Club. And the point is not to look at these people and think like, okay, so they're a top coach. That's great that they did it, and that's kind of impossible. That's the people that achieve it, they go through the same daily struggles as we all do. And that's something that the sooner you can wrap your head around and just raise your standards and go for it, the sooner that you will be in that position and look back and go, okay, that's what it took to do it. So that's really what I want to talk to you today about. And I think a lot of people in their business look at it and always know that they can do better, but aren't really ever sure how. And they really want to make that shift to be more successful. We always have things on our to-do list. No, we always have goals, but it's really a matter of like how to make that happen, I think, is the big enigma, right? Like, how do we motivate ourselves? Where I used to always wonder that. I'm like, how do I motivate myself? How do I find motivation? You don't. You have to generate it. And I'm going to talk about that today. So we all have standards, right? Like we hold ourselves to a certain level. And I don't know if you ever noticed, but everybody has a different standard for themselves. And that shows in their health and their fitness, in their choices, like smoking and not smoking. We all have different standards for ourselves. This can be financially, with money, of how much money we think that we need to live. And for everybody, that's different. There's no right or wrong. There's relationship standards, health standards, I said, and there's standards in your Beachbody business. There is. And which one how high of a standard do you hold yourself to? And really, that's where the shift has to happen. And sometimes we're saying to ourselves, okay, I'm going to raise my standards today. I'm going to make a shift. And sometimes that happens when we kind of have a defeating moment, or we hit a bottom moment, a not so good moment. And that's in that moment we make a change. But why is it though that sometimes we do decide to raise our standards and it just doesn't really work out? Well, you kind of usually, this is the big reason why just goals and raising standards just don't work out in the long run. It all comes back to the most important factor, and that's our rituals. It's our daily rituals, day in and day out. You can see it on a person, what their rituals look like. You can see it in somebody's business. You can see it in somebody's success. And those big goals need to be broken down into these bite-sized steps, rituals, really, that you do on a day-to-day, those daily things. So we talk a lot about your power hour in coaching. The power hour is just a name. That's a daily commitment to work on your business for at least an hour and crush it. You do all the vital activities in that hour. You make sure that you're following up. You connect with as many people as you can. It's just a term that basically means that on the daily, you are crushing it. And that hour greatly adds up, but it can be like a 15 minutes to fulfillment if you want, or a 30 minutes to thrive, or a 2 hours to top coach. It doesn't matter. It can be whatever the heck you want to call it. And for however long you want to work on your business, but do know that the amount of time and that investment in yourself that you put in daily adds up so much. It's really that compound effect. So you can see results all around you from your rituals. You really can. And I think as coaches, we know that better than anybody with fitness, right? As healthy and fit people, and when you're on your game with your fitness and like you are just rocking it and loving a fitness program, you wake up, you lace up, and you press play. We all do it. We've all been through it. I remember I was hooked on Turbo Fire. Like, I can tell you that I don't even think I ever missed a day of Turbo Fire, and that's a 90-day program. That's crazy. I loved it. And there's so many programs that I loved. I think another one that I did beginning to end, including beta, was T25. So that's another 90-day program. And I just remember I was on my game. But you know what? It was my rituals. And I didn't find motivation. It didn't land on my lap. I created it. I really generated it and became a daily ritual. It just, I knew that every day, no matter what, I had to press play and just sweat it out and love my workout. And you know what? That showed in my business, in my health, in my relationships, everything. So it, same thing goes as an example for your relationships. Do you come home and turn on the computer or go on Twitter and not talk to your spouse? No, like, and that's really how you see these amazing relationships formed, is you communicate with that person, you have fun. And that's just an outside example of that has nothing to do with coaching, but it does affect your business. And that's why I want to talk about it. It's like all of these small, tiny rituals of deciding to have a cookie a day. And Darren Hardy talks about that in the compound effect of, like, if you were to have a couple of M&Ms, like a handful of M&Ms that are on the desk at your office that you work at, that compound over time of making that daily choice will greatly impact you. Or not going to Starbucks every day, the financial impact of that, as well as the health impact, but that's another story. But the financial impact of that is massive. And that's why I always give that example. Forgo Starbucks for the day, use that investment and invest in your business, invest in a Facebook ad, invest in a shout out. You will be much better for the experience. So what I look for when I'm looking at successful people is, what are their rituals? And same thing goes with coaches. When I look at the top coaches, I really try and figure out and break it down and kind of play a little bit of a detective work, if you will, and figure out what their rituals are. And one great example that I can show you is Melanie Mitro, top coach of the year of 2014. She blogs over 3 times a week. And if not more when she first started. And you can see it in the dates in her blogs. That is a ritual for her. And that, honest to God, is the thing that made her business. The other thing that she does is she posts YouTube training videos weekly for her team. She produces content, and content is king in coaching. The more that you can produce and give to your team, and the more that you can produce and add value to your following's life, the more that you're going to grow and invest in your business, and it's just going to basically snowball into a bundle of amazingness. So that's really what it was. It was the compound effect, and she's a perfect example of that. So success and failure really aren't just things that show up. They don't just happen. It's the little things, the add up of the small rituals that you do every single day. Success is really, it's a vision. It's thinking about it and feeling it every single day and knowing what your goal is and going after that in small increments every single day. There aren't these like huge shifts. And the days that you do have like this huge monumental thing, like let's say an announcement that you hit Diamond Coach, that happened because of the small daily rituals that you did. So yes, you do have those days that are greater and that you're recognized and it's just so exciting. And let's say at Summit, when you walk across the stage as an elite coach or a star diamond coach or financial freedom or whatever, like these huge things, when you are recognized in public, it's for what you did in private. It's an accumulation of everything that you did alone and the mundane, basically, like the quote unquote boring stuff that is not very glamorous at all. And I talked about this on a leaders call last week, but like I sit at 11 p.m. doing a getting started right call with a bun on top of my head and no makeup. That's not glamorous. But at Summit, I will be recognized for doing that on a consistent basis. So that's really what you want to focus on, is those small things that you can pinpoint in your business and in your life that you're just not doing right now that you know that you should be doing, and to start just creating a ritual of that and doing it on the day in and day out and making it a habit. And that habit will lead to momentum, which leads to the motivation to do it, just like your workouts. So I think we've all had those moments that you're like so focused and so on your game and things just seem to be rolling. And if you're able to get yourself into that mode, that's really where the money's at. That is gold. When you can control how your focus is and just your mojo is going and you're feeling good. And that doesn't just land on your lap. That doesn't just happen. You really have to be able to chase it and make it happen and get yourself in that peak state, as Tony Robbins would say. So the way that you do that is how top athletes do it. It's how the top coaches do it. It's how these incredible people get themselves into that mindset, into that shift that they are just going for it no matter what, and nothing can stand in their way. And the way that they do that is they just really demand more of themselves than any other person in that field, like far beyond. So I think that that's really something that I've kind of wrapped my head around, and why I've seen such great success in my business in such a short amount of time, is when I wake up in the morning, I think to myself first thing, what can I do today that all the other coaches are just not willing to do? AKA wake up at 5:30 or 5 a.m. Those are just small examples of things. But if you do that on a consistent basis and you wake up and you do a blog post and you get your workout and you share that and you make sure to talk to at least five people before you're out the door to your day job, that is something that not other coaches are doing. And that is what sets you apart. And that is how you get into the top 10 and achieve the crazy success in your business, is a small little mundane things that other people just aren't willing to do. So quickly to recap, you don't really find motivation. It's not gonna bite you in the butt one day. You really have to change your rituals by raising your standards, and you create that momentum, you'll generate it, which will in turn provide incredible motivation and growth and that snowball effect that you are looking for. So there's a few things that I want to talk about to kind of dive into this and make it relevant to coaching. And we're going to talk about really avoiding stress city with Success Club. And that's something that I've kind of wrapped my head around that I wish I would have known when I first started. And that's, so we're at the end of the month right now. And I know a lot of you have one or two Success Club points or even four and are just going for those last couple of points because you really do want to hit Success Club this month. Or furthermore, get into the top 10 for the cup or into the top three or even in the top position. So a lot of you are grinding it out right now and are a little bit going crazy, because you're just gonna like talk to everybody and their moms and kind of just go overboard in terms of connecting with people and emails and follow-ups. And I get that. I've been there, and I've had to call in a few favors with my little brother. And I talked about on last week's call about how to hit Success Club if you're at the last week of the month and like you've got to make it happen. And I get it. I've totally been there. What I learned though in time is to make it happen earlier. Avoid stress city and have these push periods in the beginning of the month that you get your goals finished early and you're not just at the last moment trying to figure it out and doing anything and everything and messaging everybody and kind of pulling your hair out trying to figure it out. And that way, when you do this, you're pushing yourself and avoiding that stress, obviously, but you're leaving yourself at least 2 weeks at the end of the month to help your team achieve their goals and grow your team and really create systems that's in turn going to build your business so much more. And it's, again, it comes down to those things of raising your standards and doing things that all the other coaches are not doing. So all the other coaches, well, they're struggling to hit Success Club on the last couple of weeks of the month. It's in the bank, like it's done, and everything else is butter, and you can hit like Success Club 50. And just strive for so much more. And that's really what I want for you guys. So there's a few ways to do this. And as I said, there's push periods. So what I would suggest that you do this week is have a getting started something that you want people to get started into your challenge group or into coaching, and set a date. So for me, that's April 6th. I have a new training group starting for new coaches on April 6th, and I have a new challenge group started on April 6th. So if you want to use the same date or even join the challenge group and use that challenge group, that's totally great, or the training group, it's a great time right now to start talking to prospective challengers or coaches about that, because you have a deadline date. It's enough time for them to get their challenge pack in and get your goals hit by the end of this month, and then strong into next month, so you have a great start. So that's was the honest reason as to why I wanted to do this call today, so that you guys don't listen to it on the first and go, well, man, I wish I would have known that so I could have ended the month strong. So that's why I'm telling you guys this now. The other thing is there's sales on challenge packs, and that's one way that you can always end the month strong. Those sales go away, and they are hella good deals. Like T25 to B180 is just so much better than that 205 mark. It just sounds so much better. And there's so many amazing challenge packs this month. Like there's, I think, more this month than there has been any other month. So Turbo Fire, the club membership, and the 3-day refresh, guys, like that's insane. There's so many. And the club is just, I could go all day about the club membership and Beachbody on Demand. It is insane. Amazing. I love it so much. There's programs on there that I've just never had a chance to get to. And if you're just not feeling leg day one day and you want to do abs, it's more than doable. And you have like a library of choices. It's incredible. And for people that aren't sure about which program they want to get started on, the club membership and doing the club Beachbody on Demand challenge pack is like the best possible option. It eliminates all excuses, and I'm all about that. So it's incredible. Definitely wrap your head around that. So definitely some sales that you can talk about at the end of the month. And those are just three simple ways that you can push forward with your own goals. Mm-hmm. And obviously never lead with your own goals, but always having that at the back of your mind as what you want to hit for the month and really doing your best to help people, which is what we're going to go on to talk about in a little minute. But focusing on that, like focus on how many people can I help today? So what I would love for you is this week, get people into your team for a fresh training group starting April 6th, or get people into your challenge group. The Beach Bum Bootcamp is the one that I'm starting on April 6th. If you want people to join that, or if you want to create your own variation of a challenge group, get them on it now so that they have a full week to receive their stuff and are ready to go on April 6th. And you know what? It's right after Easter. They'll have stuffed their face with ham and all sorts of chocolates and all sorts of things. So trust me, you will have people that will just so be ready to get started then. So that's really, I think that concept of not scrambling at the end of the month and really hitting that goal, stepping up and raising your standards can change everything in your business. So a quick example of a ritual. So now that I've talked about raising your standards and really setting your goal for that, I want to talk about rituals. And one ritual that I think is the most important in coaching and something that you never can let go of, and you just have to constantly be growing at it. And the number doesn't matter. Obviously, the more, the faster your business is going to grow. But two exposures. So Beachbody talks about exposures. And the way that I kind of see the word exposure is like somebody yelling in your face with like those. Did you guys ever watch that show with the Extreme Home Makeover? And he talks in that like machine that it like yells at people. I don't even know what it's called, but they're so annoying. It was Ty Pennington that used to do that. Anyways, that's how I see an exposure, is like you basically yelling in somebody's face about a challenge pack or Shakeology, which is not appealing to anybody. So the way that I see it, and I've mentioned this on countless calls, is whose life can I change today? And at the top of my to-do list every single day, I have change as many people or help as many people or whatever today. Whose life can I change today? Make a daily impact. So that's really the ritual that you want to be after, is if whether that be two people, five people. And it doesn't have to be a sale. It doesn't mean that it has to be you getting them on your team or you getting them in your challenge group. It just means to reach out to somebody, to encourage somebody, to motivate somebody, to inspire somebody, and show interest in people, like care about people. Do you realize that you really don't need to know everything about Shakeology? Like, you don't need to know every ingredient, and frankly, I don't, and I don't even know that much about Shakeology, but I know that I love it, and I know that it changed my life, and I know that stopped me from going to the hospital. That's what I know. And I know that I love the programs. Do I know every single program in the product library? No. I know the ones that I love and that have changed my life that I can speak about, and that's what I focus on. And furthermore, when I'm talking to people about the programs and the products, I focus on them first. I lead with that. And that's why I'm saying, don't ever lead with what you're trying to sell them on. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that is the honest to God truth. And I think that that's something to live by, especially as a coach. You want to genuinely show interest in people. Be aware of the people that are placed in your path. And if you've ever read The Secret, and if you haven't, it's an incredible book, and it's all about mindset and being a positive person and really understanding that things are put in your path for a reason and to pick up on that. So people are put on your path for a reason. So you have to be aware of those people, and don't just constantly focus on numbers and getting people's phone numbers at the grocery store and freaking out about that stuff. Just be aware of what's already around you. And honestly, even if that's like not even 100 Facebook friends, say you have 50, that is perfect, because you only need 5 to start a challenge group, let's say, which I think that's a great number to start with. So focus on 5 people that you want to get into your challenge group. I'm pretty sure that out of your entire list of Facebook friends, which is what I suggest that you do to promote your challenge group. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to give you some do's and don'ts that I wish that I would have known whenever I first started, and some great rituals to go through. So say you are a Facebook person. So that came in time for me. I was more of an Instagram person because, and this is the honest to God truth, I was just more comfortable with it because nobody knew me on there. And I think that's the thing with a lot of new coaches, is we're kind of scared to post on Facebook because we don't want our friends to be like, what is she doing? Is she crazy? What is this Shakeology stuff? She's gone haywire. And I think a lot of people are scared of that. And you know what? in time, and I'm not going to tell you to get over it because I didn't, it happens in time. And a great transitional way to kind of get over that, and how I did, is I started using Instagram and my blog, and I just simply shared the link and the picture to Facebook so people could see it, but it wasn't me directly publishing it on Facebook, which I don't know why it's the exact same thing, but it, to me, it was just easier. So if you do have those apprehensions, just know that it's normal and it's something that you have to get over yourself, and it's a confidence thing. And really, it builds in time, and you start to see how you're helping people and how what they're seeing is affecting their lives. And it really does in time help you get over your fear, basically, of posting to social media. But I do want you to know that's normal and that a lot of people have those fears. So say you're an Instagram person or a Facebook person, a great place to start is to look at your friends on Instagram or Facebook. And even on Instagram, like, I have friends on Instagram, I would say, that I've built relationships with over time. A funny story, yesterday I like went to bat for one of them. I don't even know this girl. That's what she said. She's like, Angie, you don't even know me. Why'd you do that? And some people were saying bad things about her. Like, she had a great transformation and she's a fitness competition girl. So she had, you know how they have to put like the tanner on? And she was like super dark. And these girls that were speaking in French were making fun of her. And I speak French so I could read what they were writing, and it was not nice. So I went to bat for her. And she was like, you don't even know me. Like, we've never even met in person. But that's an example of a friend that I genuinely care about that I've met through Instagram. It's so random, but I love Instagram for that. And there's an incredible network of positive people on there, and I just love it for that. So you have friends on all different platforms, or followers, or whatever you want to call them, but you've definitely made connections with people. So what I'd love for you to do is just start listing these people that you, and you don't need a ton of them. Like I said, like, even if you don't need 500, you can have like 50. It's totally cool. And just think about these people and start dividing them into categories. So there could be people in your friends list, and obviously this isn't all of them. Like, if your grandmother is on your Facebook, she probably won't fall into these categories. But if you have a friend that you think would just so benefit from a challenge group and the health information and benefiting from Shakeology, and maybe they need more energy, or they're really busy moms and they could really use just something that's quick at the end of the day when their kids go to bed to work out with, that is a great person to add to your list for a potential challenger. And the same thing goes for coaches. And for me, it's always easier that way, because I've said this before, you're killing two birds with one stone. The person is not only going to get to be a part of a life-changing opportunity and complete financial freedom in the long run, but they're also going to get their health and fitness in check. So I always lead with coaching, but this is kind of my opinion of it. If somebody has never done a program and really isn't a go-getter, like super motivated, business-driven person, then maybe a challenge group is great for them in the beginning, with hopes of them maybe one day becoming a coach. And that's totally normal, and actually sometimes the better route for a lot of people, because they become a product of the product and they understand what a challenge group is. So in time, when they do sign up to be a coach, and even if it's just for the discount, they are not overwhelmed at all by the concept of a challenge group, because they know it inside out. They've done one. They've been part of it. They know exactly how great it is and firsthand how life-changing it is. So what I would love for you to do is just make a list of, you can have two categories, you can have three, whatever you think works best for you. People that could potentially be interested in your challenge group, are for sure like perfect for it, and would be like the best coaches. That could be like three categories. And what you should do, and this can be your daily ritual, is to start messaging two people from this list every day. And obviously it can be more if you want to, but it has to be two new people daily. And I don't want you to message them or mass message them and be like, hey, I'm starting a challenge group, do you want to join? That's the last thing that I want you to do. I want you to go look on their wall, go look at their albums, and don't get sucked into the Facebook vortex of photo albums. Just go see what they're up to and message them about that. So for me, an easy one, and this is obviously the example, you guys had to know I was going to use this example, but say somebody just went to Disney World, and I would like jump all over that and message and be like, oh my gosh, did you have so much fun? Did you eat at this in this restaurant? Did you have Mickey waffles? Obviously it's going to be all about Disney food, because that's just the greatest thing ever. And I message them on that. So if you're a new coach and haven't gotten to this part of the training yet, this is a great way to converse with people. It's called forming. So form is basically, it's an acronym. So it stands for family, occupation, recreation, and your message. So, and that's the order that you could do it in. So leading with family. So as an example, I'll use Andre as an example, since you all know him. You could message him and be like, hey Andre, how is Angie doing? And I saw that you guys just went to Disney and you guys had so much fun. You guys did a photo shoot. Oh my gosh, so much fun. I love it. and then they can respond and then continue making about them. People love to talk about themselves. So don't lead with you and don't lead with what you want and your sale. That's what every other icky sales network marketing company does. They lead with like, hey, I have this great sale on nail polish, or I have, oh my gosh, the sticky nail polishes or the eyelashes and all that stuff. You are not that person. You have a life-changing product and you care about the person first. So show that. So keep asking questions. Ask them how their work is going. Like, Andre, how is stuff going at your job? How is everything going? I heard that you got a promotion and you keep going with that. And they'll gladly answer that. And then you can ask them how their recreation is going. How is hockey? Oh my gosh, I heard that, I saw the picture of that you scored the other day. Congratulations. And you continue on with that. And then only after recreation, then you can talk about your message if they ask. And they'll obviously, after all those questions, they're obviously going to ask you what you're up to. And you can then plant a seed. And by planting a seed, I just simply mean like they're obviously probably going to notice if you're posting about it. And this is why I always say to share your journey on social media, because then people are going to be like, wow, you look great. You've been definitely losing some weight and toning up. And it'll be so much easier for you then to be like, yeah, I do my workouts from home and it's so easy and it's really changed the way that I've transformed my health and fitness. And that's how you talk about it. It doesn't have to be this icky sales pitch. It's just a genuine conversation between friends. So do you see how like doing this twice a day is really actually kind of fun? And you're building trust with people and you're getting them to start asking you questions too. It's not just about you peppering people and mass messaging people, which would be a big don't on my end. I would say copy and pasting messages will not help you. It's going to be very time consuming and you're not fulfilling your role as a coach. Everybody knows that we all get started in this to help people, and you don't feel that sense of gratification that you've helped somebody when you're just mass messaging people and getting an instant sale, maybe, if that. So that being said, obviously not all of your messages to these people are going to be responded to. It's not 100% effective, but what it is I would say well over 75% effective, that you're building these relationships and planting these seeds and truly building that trust as well. And that goes for your social media platforms as well. You want to build that trust. So peppering people with coach posts and I did Beachbody this and I hit Success Club that, people, first of all, people don't understand what that is, and sharing that you're an elite coach or a star diamond something, they don't know what that is. So it means nothing. You want to share who you are as a person and truly strive to add value to people's day, whether that be in a private message or in your challenge group or in your public social media feed. And that is how people are attracted to you, because they genuinely see that you so care. That really starts with not leading with what you want. Like I said, the icky salespeople always lead with what they want. They always have that intention in the back of their mind, and you can see it coming a mile away. You want to lead with them. Put the focus on them. So you really want people to be able to feel like they can connect to you. And there's almost like a little bit of a game with this. So you can't be an oversharer of information, because then once you overshare, it's like they stop relating to you because it's just not what they went through anymore. But if you can share just enough that's very open and honest, like Lindsay talked about on the wake up call, how she shared that she was in debt and she was really scared to share that. But the truth of the matter is that's something that a lot of people go through and are very scared to share. And that's incredibly inspiring. So for me, my big thing that I didn't want to share was that I actually gained weight with my Beachbody programs, and I did not share that at all. I kept trying to make transformation pictures that I was like losing weight, and I wouldn't really share the weight. It just looked like I was like losing weight, and I would try and find bad pictures of myself, and it just wasn't working for me. So I ended up just being honest and sharing the pictures from when I was like 120 pounds, like a little stick figure. And by the way, I'm like 5'10", so that's small for those of you that are thinking like, what's she talking about? No, I'm like a tall person, for that was like very skinny, and I was self-conscious about that. And then I gained weight with my Beachbody program. So you know what? I just started talking about it, and I was pretty honest about the stuff that I went through, and I made an audio, which I would greatly suggest that you do this. You can go onto my YouTube channel. It's one of the first videos on there, and it did incredibly well. And I think why is because, first of all, it was on audio, so I'm not getting distracted with just talking. I just share, it's a slideshow that I made on iMovie, and I'm just sharing pictures of before and afters and going through my journey and me just talking about what happened and being completely real and honest. And it really resonated with a lot of people. And I would love for you guys to do that. And I think that that can be done for your journey with your program, as well as your journey with coaching. And I did it for both. You can always use my stuff as inspiration and go from there. But that is something that really people were able to trust me after. They got to know me and not some stock Beachbody image or stock Beachbody video or infomercial. It was really me sharing my brand and my journey. And I think that's what makes people want to join your challenge group and your team. So with your rituals, you really do not, so what the do nots of this is to obviously not mass message people. Don't start copy and pasting messages just to get it done, because you know what? They can sense that. Put yourself in a great state of mind, listen to some personal development, listen to some great Tony Robbins, and put yourself out there to people and start messaging them and connecting with people, build trust. Another thing is, don't promote products or promotions with stock Beachbody images. You just come off as a Nikki salesperson, and it really doesn't build trust with anybody. And always lead with them. Never, ever, ever lead with your stuff or your laundry list of things that you want to accomplish. Like Success Club, if you do want to hit those numbers, you have to just have that genuine intent to help and not that, oh my gosh, this person is 2 Success Club points for me. If you see people as Success Club points or as commission, you will never be successful. You have to see them as an opportunity to change their lives. Like, that is somebody that I can change their life, and I know I can. That's how I genuinely see all these prospective coaches or challengers. I see them as like, it's like a blessing to tell them about insanity and the things that have changed my life. And it's almost, it would be like mean to hold it back. And I genuinely feel that. And I feel like you could laugh, but it's so true. I know the potential of a mom that can stay home with her kid from doing this, because I've seen it in multiple coaches that can now work from home with their little daughters. So all I want from you guys is really to take away from this call is to step up and raise your standards. You've got to know that you are capable of so much more than what you're doing right now. And we all are. I think it just comes down to looking at the day-to-day and what we're doing and our little rituals, those little bite-sized nuggets that we're doing, the mundane things that nobody really wants to do and aren't glamorous, but it's those things that are really going to move your business forward. So putting together a game plan and being organized and doing that hour of power, that 2 hours to top coach, whatever you want to call it, just invest in yourself daily and invest in your business daily, putting time into it. So I hope that you guys took something away from this and really are juiced and motivated to start April strong and end March with no excuses. Raise your frickin' standards and hit Success Club. You are so capable. It's just a matter of your mindset. Do what every other coach is not willing to do. And more than 50% of the other coaches are just gonna go, eh, I have 2 points, but you know what? I'll go for it next month, maybe like on the 24th next month. You want to do it now. Hit it. I know you can do it. I freaking know you can do it. Message me and we can break it down and make it happen. And I hope to see you on the other side of April. And I hope that you guys have a crazy end of the month. It's been amazing. And I hope you guys have a great night.